Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Like Sandra and Andrea, keep going, my friend. I was blessed by the Lord in turning 50 today, an extraordinary feat, because medically speaking, I should not be alive, as I have not only survived a traumatic brain injury from a car accident, but I've been on a very long leiomyosarcoma cancer journey for 15 years, which should have only lasted 6 to 12 months. However, as the greatest physician, our Heavenly Father had a different plan for me, and although the journey has been long and very arduous, it has strengthened my faith in God. In fact, I believe that through each medical trial I've been through, and it goes for the current COVID-19 pandemic too, that God is giving each of us a choice to either walk with Him through the trials or to walk away from Him. I, along with my mom, have chosen to walk with the Lord. No, not all of my prayers have been answered in the way I'd like them to be answered, but the Lord has been faithful in the midst of my trials. So all glory, honor, thanks, and praise go to Him and Him alone. And that's from Sandra. God has been speaking in my life, has encouraged me through your devotionals, especially at key moments in my life. I've been under trial for many years, divorce, special needs child, raising three kids alone, at risk to become homeless, no food on the table, no money, unemployed. I decided to choose Jesus above all else. Not easy. Rejection from blood family of unbelievers has been very painful. But God showed His love and mercy to me and my boys these years like never before. God has been delivering me, and He still is, as I still have battles to fight. This devotional and its title speak to me today. I wonder, with increasing responsibilities at work, how am I going to juggle it all? But your title just assures me to keep going forward. And I know it's not random. He gives me strength every day, and He will find a way for me. I rest in peace. God has used you to speak into my life. We have an amazing God. And that testimony was from Andrea. In the Word of God, in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10, we read, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." With Jesus, my friend, you will overcome the battles you face. Have the ability to go that last mile that seems impossible, infeasible, out of the question, because it's His life, His heart, His spirit that's in you, my friend. Never forget it. You who walk, but sometimes with difficulty. You who run, but with wounds. You who take perhaps the next step, but doubt the one after it. The Lord wants to bring you there. He is with you, and He will never forsake you. He guides you, helping you continue on. Persevere, fearlessly invade this territory that seems so inhospitable. Who knows? In this territory, there may be souls to save, suffering people, and you can encourage them. There may be sick people who will be healed through you, hearts searching for Him that will learn how to find Him. My friend, fear not, because as it's written in Matthew 28:20, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I invite you with all your heart to begin praising the Lord today with this powerful medley, No Longer Slaves, This Is How I Fight My Battle, sung by Darlene Check. I believe this will strengthen your faith to persevere, to keep moving forward, and to overcome. You'll find the link for this powerful song in today's email. Be blessed and encouraged.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.